On page 117, chapter 20, the breakdown of a marginal deal. I put this here so you could see that these numbers are real, that when you end up buying properties, that you do have costs, and that if they exceed what you thought, or if you don't get the price that you thought, your margin shrinks, and eventually it could be zero. So let's take a look at this property. This is a real property in escrow right now, address 4450 Rubidoux in Riverside. This is a home that's in the Wood Street area, which is a popular area. This is the least desirable street in the Wood Streets, and I kind of bought this home for a couple of reasons. I wanted to see how the market accepted, in a good area, a house that was sort of marginal. It's not a standard home in that it's a 3-2, and what happened is this is an old home, 1917, I think. And it had been added on to, and it has a little bit of a slope when you walk on it. So it's got its imperfections, but it's in a good area in a very good school district. At the end of a very hot market, it appraised for $340,000, and this is basically the breakdown. It cost us $235,000 to buy. Cost to close the loan in escrow was $13,731. And this, I think, had a flipping fee inside of that, so the cost was a little bit more than $235,000. Cost to repair the house, $14,606. Cost to sell, $24,000. Cost to hold, that was an estimate, it's about right, 4 months, $9,400. Miscellaneous, or some miscellaneous landscaping and utilities and so forth, about $1,500. Our total cost is about $298,237. And our sale price is $319,900. Now look at the appraisal. We got $20,000 less because this home was not exactly the same as other $340,000 houses. It was the same size. It wasn't the same age. It was off by about 20 years, and it wasn't the same. It didn't have the same usage. It was a little bit awkward. So even though it appraised for $340,000, it wouldn't have sold for that. We started listing the property at $324,900. Andre Jennings was the broker that listed it. We talked about the price. I thought that $324,900 probably would be too high, but we decided to try that out first. We sat for a couple weeks, and we got no offers. And I didn't want to mess around in this market that's changing, and so we lowered it to be the best deal in the area. Three offers came through eventually, and it took about a month to finally decide on one. I think all the other offers were no down, and this one was 10% down. And this was a problem that you have to be cautious of in a downturn. You won't get bailed out by higher retail prices. Our 340 appraisal a year and a half ago in 2004, beginning of 2005, maybe we could have got 360. So any mistake that we made, we would have been bailed out on, and now it's kind of going in reverse. So you have to be careful about that. Had we been forced to sell this house at $300,000, we would have made less than $2,000 and gone through the excitement of owning a property and making payments, while the brokers involved in the transaction each made about $9,000. So you can see very, very quickly that as an investor, we have to make sure we have a margin, and that margin can disappear very quickly on two sides, the sale price getting smaller and the expenses getting more expensive. And the longer you keep the property, the more checks you write at $2,350 a month. And so you just have to realize that you have to have a margin. And the most important thing you can do in a downturn is be conservative on the appraisal and make sure you cover everything as far as repairs. On the page 118 is a net sheet. And Andrea shows all of the expenses and so forth that she knew about. But our net on this property came out to about $21,000. So on a $21,000 profit on a $319,000 sale price is less than 10%. I wouldn't make a practice of that. We made 7%, and that margin can disappear pretty quickly in a downturn. So be very careful. Make sure you buy with a profit spread. One of the reasons I bought the property is I wanted to test the market with this type of house to see if, in fact, the market had cooled sufficiently that it wasn't going to get 340. And my daughter also had saved up money, and she was a partner in this house, so she gets a check.